You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. I'm coming to you live from Claremont. A surprise 75th birthday for my father. So happy birthday, Dad. And I wanted to bring back Brad Englert here, author of Spheres of Influence. Brad, I hope you can see and hear me. How's it going? Welcome back to The Startup.
Loud and clear. Thank you.
Why don't we go full screen, Sam? And Brad, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience?
So my name is Brad Englert, and I'm an author, advisor, and technologist. I worked for Accenture for 22 years, including 10 as a partner. And then I was the chief information officer at the University of Texas at Austin. Worked there for 8 years, 7 as the chief information officer. And since then, I've been doing a little consulting and working on writing this book.
Well, welcome back. And, you know, hey, listen, I'm really inspired by this book, Brad. Why don't you go ahead and dive right in and tell us what the reader can expect and what inspired you, what the goal is with this book. We'll go full screen, Sam.
Yeah, Spheres of Influence really talks about how to create, nurture authentic business relationships. And there are a number of business relationships. Some are closer to you, and I call that your inner sphere of influence. And those would be your boss, direct reports, executive leaders, and your staff. And then further, less of an impact, immediate impact, is the external sphere of influence. And those are your customers, peers and influencers, and strategic vendor partners. So this is much more than traditional networking, which tends to be superficial and transactional. This is really how to build authentic relationships over years and even decades.
You know, this is really important. I'm in my MBA program, as a lot of people know, at Pepperdine, and having these experiences in the C-suite and these relationships are important. Now, you start the book out, not giving it away, but you start the book out with really embracing the C-suite executives. Will you give us what your thoughts were behind that? Because a lot of people are afraid of their boss.
That's correct. And, you know, I have three principles that influence all your business relationships. One is understand their goals and aspirations. Two, set and manage expectations. And three, genuinely care about their success. So with your boss, just ask, what are their goals and aspirations? When I was the boss, I always welcomed that discussion because I need all the help I could get. And then once you understand how you can help each other, then set and manage expectations, because nothing gets you crosswise more than not having the right expectations set. And then just genuinely caring. And who doesn't want you to genuinely care for their success? Everyone does.
Yes, I agree with that. And it kind of leads me into the next portion that I wanted to cover, Brad. And that is, you know, there's a lot of chatter about people not wanting to work. Of course, technology has changed the workforce. And, you know, we've evolved post-pandemic. How do people really lean in? How do we avoid the quiet quitting where people are burned out and they really don't have that safe space to express the needs and maybe where they want to go in their career to their boss or the executives in charge?
Well, I think as the boss, you need to reach out and know what your people want. What are their goals and aspirations? And sometimes it's not working for your company, and that's okay. I've had people leave my organization, go somewhere else, and come back later. And they're the better for it. I had a network engineer at the university who was offered a big package from a startup here in Austin, and free dry cleaning, free food, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, look, you're really terrific. If you don't like the new company, you're welcome to come back. And I don't say this for everybody, but I'm saying it for you. sure enough, 2 weeks later, we get an email from the engineer, and he said, "This place is a madhouse. Can I come back?" And it's like, "Of course you can come back." And, you know, he was trying to do what was right for his family, but there's a reason they fed him and did his dry cleaning because he never went home.
I've definitely had a production job like that. And it's true. It's kind of like the atmosphere that you're familiar with is the atmosphere you sometimes go back to, and you can go back with new skills and really hit it out of the park. Yeah, let's go full screen. Let's talk about relationship with customers and or clients. Sam, go full screen.
So your customers always want to have the dialogue. They want you to help them solve problems. And if you can't solve their problems, then find someone who can. And genuinely caring about their success, if you have a successful engagement with a customer, they'll come back and ask you for more help. And when I was with Accenture, more than 80% of our customers are repeat customers. Well, why? Because they trust you. They have a good, positive relationship. The value you delivered was much more than any fees you charged. And you built this record of success that breeds success. And so it costs a lot more to get a brand new customer than it does to retain an existing customer. So it's a virtuous cycle.
Yes, indeed, it does. And, you know, retention is important. And when people really feel like you care or you're listening, that goes a long way, I find, in any industry. Brad, why don't you plug your handles? We're not leaving yet, but why don't you plug your handles? Where can people pick up this fabulous book if you're a customer, an executive, or a CEO, or just a person in business?
Wherever books are sold. So Amazon, it's actually a bestseller in three categories on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The audiobook is on Spotify and will be coming out on Audible soon. And I have a website, bradengler.com, and there's a link to buy the book on that website.
Well, listen, Brad, I want to ask you about the relationship with executives. You know, it's competitive over there in the C-suite, but I'm finding doing my executive program, you know, you're really drawing on each other's strengths and you're helping minimize each other's weaknesses. And how can it really affect people in a positive way to forge relationships with executives?
I think the place to start is to take a wider view of the organization you work for. Sometimes you're in one part of the organization, you have a siloed view. But if you actually step back and say, what is the mission of the organization? What's the vision for the organization? And all companies, public sector and private sector universities, have websites where they lay out what their mission is, what their goal, why they exist, and then their vision. Where do they want to be in 5 years? It's not a secret. They tell people that. And then what are the values? And make sure your values align with those values. So do your homework. So when you get the opportunity to interact with an executive, you know what their mission is. You know where they're headed. And then you ask yourself, well, how can I help them get there?
Very, very good and simple, practical tips here. Brad, now that you are a bestseller in three categories on Amazon, which is huge. I mean, Amazon owns the planet pretty much, as we know. Where do you see yourself going as an author, a successful best-selling author? What's your next project? Can you tease that out for us?
Well, I started the book because I've had the good fortune of having great mentors over the years. And only a couple of bad bosses. And I enjoyed mentoring through my career. And I still, to this day, have two or three mentees that from my graduate school and others but that doesn't scale. I can only help two or three people a year. And so that's where I got the idea of if I could put these ideas into a book, I could help a lot more people who are aspiring, growing in their career, or already established. I had one fellow said, "I wish I read this 20 years ago." And he goes, "It's common sense, but a lot of people don't have common sense." So I thought that was funny.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I agree with that. And it's good to refresh our common sense, right? I mean, it's good to kind of check in on where everyone's common sense gauge is and how you can maneuver.
So I'm going to be doing some workshops for businesses, help their executive team learn these skills. They're all learnable skills. You don't have to be born with it. And you just have to practice. And I will have in this workshop a role playing where we'll create scenarios and let people actually practice and build the muscles.
I love that. It's like anything else. And, you know, in chapter 7, it's relationship with strategic vendor partners. I wanted to just delve in that. Again, guys, we're exploring Spheres of Influence by Brad Englert. And I hope I'm saying that last name correctly.
Yes, you are.
Okay, good. And so, you know, this is really important as far as like freelancers and, you know, people in my industry specifically. We have to continue to garner healthy relationships with our vendors and our clients there. Sometimes, you know, they're short-term working relationships, but they can grow. What are some tips out of the book for that? Sam, go full screen.
The first thing is you need to step back and say who or which of your vendors are strategic. At the university, I had a lot of vendors. They weren't all strategic, but there were 5 to 10 who were where I spent the most money and I needed the most help. Networking, learning management system company, Google for student email. You need to work together with your vendors to get the best of them. And you get more with honey than you do vinegar. I know some people like to beat the vendor and try to get free stuff. I found that's very counterproductive. So first, where are you spending the most money? And then reach out. I would meet quarterly with all my most favored clients, or I mean vendors. And we would talk about what's going well with the relationship, what's not going well, where can you help me, where can I help you? One time at the university, we were paying our bills slowly. Well, that's unacceptable, so we fixed that. And that strengthened the relationship.
All right. So, guys, I'm sorry about this. I'm having some technical difficulties today. Brad, yeah, thank you for being here. Let's plug your book one more time. And where can people buy your best-selling book?
I would go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold. And there's an audio book and an ebook as well.
Brad, we'll have you come back on when we're in studio. And thank you for your time. What we start up today, everyone, have a good one. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.